Okay, so I'm Danielle McCartan coming to you from the Sky Rink at Chelsea Piers with none other than King Henrik Lundqvist, a goaltender for the New York Rangers. Now, three-time All-Star, gold medal, Olympian. Which player did you grow up most admiring?
I had a few, a couple guys in Sweden back in the late 80s. Peter Lindmark, he was the best at the time, but then I started watching the NHL a little bit more, and Patrick Roy, Domen Kostyuk, these two guys I really enjoy watching them play. Now, they battle, they compete in others.
Now you have 50 kids here that idolize you. What is that like to teach the game of hockey to kids like that?
Well, I just enjoy seeing their fire. You know, you can see they love the game, they love what they're doing. I've been running a goalie camp back in Sweden now for 12 years. So every time you go back home, you see all these kids. And I see myself in that age where, you know, you dream big and you just want to go out there and have fun and try to improve. And for me, it's about trying to inspire them. Just work a little bit harder and give them an extra push.
Now, at pick number 205, is that still a motivating factor for you?
No, not anymore. But I think when it happened, I was happy I was drafted, but it definitely helped me get a little extra motivated that the next couple of years. Obviously, I wanted to prove to them that they made the right choice to pick me. And,
right.
And I also realized there was a lot of work ahead of me before I was ready to play in the NHL. But I don't use that as motivation anymore. I have other things that pops up in my head.
Anymore. So you have a lot in common with number 199, Tom Brady. Have you ever met him?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I met him a couple months ago here in the city. Obviously, you have a lot of respect for any athlete that accomplished so much,
right.
You know, and it's very interesting to talk to the other athletes. It doesn't have to be hockey, and just to hear their story and how they approach the game, how they prepare, and I really enjoy that.
Now, I'm a Jet fan, and I've noticed Nick Mangold at a couple of your games. Do you pay attention when he's there? Because he causes quite a ruckus.
You know what? A lot of times I try just to focus on my game and my performance a lot of times. And sometimes there's some games, obviously, it's easy to get distracted. But for the most part, you're pretty locked in on what you have to do. And you have 2.5 hours where
the only thing
that matters is stopping the next shot.
So you're the fastest goalie of only 12 goalies to reach the 400 club. What's that like for you, and what's your next goal moving forward?
Well, my goal right now is to just improve my game here, try to be even better, help the team to get more wins going down the stretch, and prepare for playoffs. We want to go for a big push, obviously. We want to try to win. That's our goal. That's
right.
Our dream,
right.
My dream. And I think that's you try not to look too far.
Right.
You know, it's here now, the upcoming week, the next game, really, and that's it. Because we have so much coming up. If you look too far, it's going to be hard to be focused on all the things you need to do right now.
So let's talk tomorrow. The Capitals are coming to town, riding a 6-game winning streak, one of the hottest in the NHL, top of your division. What are you looking for in that game, and how big would it be to come away with a win tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a great test for us. Like you said, probably the best team in the league right now. They were amazing last year. This year, very consistent team. So for us to win that game, we need to play our best game. We need good defense. We need to be able to create a lot of good chances. They have good goaltending. So, it comes at a good time, I think. It's a good test right now to face this team.
Now, you hear chants of Henrik. First game, now your 400th win game. Has it come full circle for you in New York?
It was a special moment, you know, to feel that love. I could just feel the last 10 minutes of that game and reaching that milestone at home.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to me. And obviously that was a moment where you reflect a little bit where you are in your career and how you got there.
Right.
And the fans, they played a big part in that. Like, they're coming here and feeling that support right away, first home game, and I enjoyed every second of it, so definitely a special moment to me.
Now, do you feel, you're one of the best goaltenders of all time, do you feel now that you would need a Stanley Cup to cement your legacy forever?
I don't think about my legacy when I play. The only thing I think about is try to win, and I want it badly. I mean, that's my goal, that's my dream, that's where I go to work every day to try to improve my game and try to help this team to win.
I had a fan question come in. He wants to know, he's very concerned, would you ever consider leaving New York in order to pursue the ring?
No.
Good.
No.
Very good.
New York is my home, and you know, they've been giving me this great opportunity to play a lot of hockey, and I like I said, everybody, I loved every second being here, being part of this organization, and so my goal is to stay here, absolutely.
Cool. Can we do a quick lightning round of word association lightning round?
If it's quick.
Yeah, it will. All right. Your favorite music group, not the Swedish House Mafia.
I'm going to say Foo Fighters.
Okay. U.S. Open or Wimbledon?
Ooh. U.S. Open.
Best hockey movie ever made?
Pass.
Pass? Have you ever read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? That's a Swedish author.
I've seen the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Counts. That counts. And thoughts on Swedish fish?
Like them.
Good. And final one, Swedish meatballs or Italian meatballs?
Swedish meatballs.
Great. So I'm Danielle McCartan with Henrik Lundqvist, and thank you very much.